inspirational praise. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Right with God. Sanctify
you
your faith.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Sanctify your
hallelujah.
Faith. Hallelujah. With praise
yes,
right
Jesus.
Now. Hallelujah. We are here.
We bless your
and
holy name,
so grateful.
Jesus.
So
hallelujah.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Give God some praise. Give the Lord some praise.
Come, Lord. You can hear the ear and the heart to the sea. What does it say to the Lord? Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. God bless you today. We are so thankful to once again be gathering in fellowship with all of you that have joined on this call of inspiration, wherever you may be. We are so privileged to be in the presence of the Lord. We are so privileged to be in fellowship, oh, with one another, and to be sharing in the wonderful grace that is found in Christ. How many love the Lord today on the line?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Understand
yes,
the privilege
yes,
and live within that privilege that you have received of Christ alone. Amen. We welcome
yes,
you
Lord.
That are on the line across the country, whoever you may be, you are here by God's design. And how
yes,
many
God.
Want to continue to facilitate Him today. How many want Him to be facilitated
Amen.
On this call?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Whatever you need today. Amen.
Yes.
He
got
is
it. Whatever you need can
one
be
one that we seek today. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you today
bless
to
the
each
Lord.
And every
bless
one.
The Lord.
Today we're going to continue in the wonderful series of this new resurrection. Hallelujah. In this month of March, the holy month, as we approach Resurrection Sunday, as we approach Easter Sunday, amen, we are so wonderfully blessed to understand that Christ alone, that He, amen, has come and He became the sacrifice and all that this season really means. We have dealt with wonderfully inspired, hallelujah, teachings as it relates to truly what Christ has come to do and what He has come to obtain on our behalf. How many know He has fixed it today? How many know Jesus has fixed it today? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is all within Him that we now have this glorious hope. And we have dealt with in the previous months, or I should say the previous weeks within this month of March, amen, the fact that through Christ we have received a new creation, a new spiritual life, and all that is involved in salvation is one of a spiritual operation. The Holy Spirit, hallelujah, conceived, amen, Christ, God with us, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit continued to work and guide and direct and empower even Christ Himself, amen, in His earthly ministry, amen. The Holy Spirit, He was involved, of course, as He hung on the cross and died, paid the price, praise the name of the Lord, the Holy Spirit now, amen, we know, raised Him up from the dead. In the same spirit of the resurrection that Christ has received, we, each one of us, amen, can receive that same life, resurrection. We identify with His death, we identify with His burial, and we identify with the resurrection. As many as receive Him, to them He gives what? The power what?
Power
to become.
To become
the
Son of God.
The sons of God.
Sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All these glorious realms that come through Christ alone. Praise the name of the Lord. We receive freedom, free release from the bondage. Praise the name of the Lord, and we receive conception. We are conceived, spiritual sons of God, unto an heritage, Amen. All through the finished work in which Christ did on Calvary's cross. And today we want to invite your attention to Romans chapter number 8. Amen. Paul's epistle to the church. Amen. At Rome, Romans chapter number 8. Praise God. And we will go to verse number 1. Praise the name of the Lord. And Paul writes here, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, oh praise God, but after the Spirit. Remember, it is imperative when we deal with the gospel this Easter season and all that it brings to those that would receive and believe in the finished work of Christ. It is all a spiritual operation. Praise God. Old things are passed away. All things now become new. And Paul writes here a glorious, glorious realm of what Christ has brought and what it means to have received Christ and be rescued, to receive the salvation that is only through Him. He speaks of the fact, the foundational realm is that we are free from the guilt and the penalty of sin. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. That could only be accomplished through the finished work that Christ did, what He became on our behalf. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The price that He paid, that which was due you and I, it took away every guilt, every penalty that was due ours, each and every one. Oh, somebody say amen today. Praise the name of the Lord. Each and every one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And He freed us from the penalty. Oh, give God some amens today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
amen.
The Word of God would have us to know that each one of us were condemned within the nature of sin, condemned within the eye, walking in our own pleasures, our own desires. Amen. The nature of sin, which we were born into, separated us, through the sins and transgressions within that nature. Oh, hallelujah, from the very loving realm of God Himself. And only through Christ could that change, only through what He accomplished. And what is necessary on our behalf, as we even covered on yesterday, as many as now which would believe and receive Him, identify with Christ, receive Him,
yes, Lord,
and believe to them alone. I said to them alone, to each one, hallelujah, He gives the power now to become something, conceive something differently, even the sons of God, and obtain a heritage now, an eternal realm inheritance as the sons of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And Paul writes and focuses in on the freedom there through Christ, from the penalty that was due I, from the condemnation that was due each and every one of us. Every one of us were born in a separated nature, the sin nature. The Word of God tells us that we all were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. There is none of us that doeth good, no, not one. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3, as we often focus in and teaching the wonderful salvation of the grace of God. And you have been quickened, who once were what? Dead in sin and in trespasses. You once walked in accordance to the course of this world. You once walked in accordance to the prince and the power of the air. You were by nature. Oh, come on, give God some praise. By nature.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
You once
yes,
walked
Jesus.
In accordance to the lust of your flesh and the lust of your mind, your conversation and all that you were. You were born in that nature. But God, who was rich in mercy, now through Christ and our receiving of Christ, by grace are we now rescued and saved, quickened and delivered. But it's only through the finished work of Calvary's cross alone. That's this Easter message. Jesus saves. Him alone.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I am the only way redeemed back to the Father, and not just redeemed and purchased back and free from the condemnation, but conceived as a new creation, even the sons of God. Come on, give God some praise. Come on and give him some
praise today.
But Paul here brings out the moment that we receive Christ. We can't earn this position. The condemnation remains only to that provision that God ordained before the foundation of the world. He must die. He must become the loving sacrifice. And only them that receive that can find themselves lifted from the penalty. Oh, give God some praise. Hallelujah. The condemnation eliminated. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Receive the pardon. Oh, hallelujah. I said the pardon that was due you and I. Oh, I wish I had some praise on this line today. Give God some praise.
Amen.
So therefore, notice, this is not something that has to go through a process. It's not something that has to be combined with a religious position or ceremonial realm. But the moment Christ has fixed it on Calvary's cross is finished. Everything is satisfied. All that is left, as many as believe, to them now, there is the lifting and the becoming of the sons of God. God so loved the world. Oh, I wish you were excited today that he gave his only begotten Son. So whosoever, it can come down to a whosoever faith. It can come down to a personal decision to identify with Christ as the Son of God that loves you so, that died for you, that became the sacrifice so that you can become, hallelujah, oh, praise the name of the Lord, the sons of God. With no condemnation, he redeemed you back, bought you out of, moved you from the track of perishing eternal, and to reigning with them as the sons of God eternal. Somebody give God some praise. And now,
there is therefore,
now, underline that word now, is not a process. It's a simple receipt now. It is right now. Every believer, right now, the moment you believe, Paul is saying to this church that is right now, saints, there is no condemnation. Come on, give God some praise. It's not something that has to occur in the future. It's not a process of a religious ceremony. Amen. When I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I shall right now be free from the condemnation. Oh, y'all ain't having this day. Y'all to praise him on this line today. This is the whole essence. Oh, hallelujah, of the Easter season.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus saves. Hallelujah. He came unto this world to save sinners, which once were you and I. We once were dead. Oh, y'all ought to be praising God. Don't you ever forget. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Hallelujah. This is the privilege. This is what we carry on and know and understand the privilege and present this message of the glorious gospel to every soul that we come across, now as the redeemed, now as the conceived, now as the sons of God. Amen. Now there is now, therefore, no condemnation. Notice what? To them that are in Christ Jesus. It is all within the Spirit of Christ. I said it is all within the Spirit of Christ alone what he accomplished as we recant that glorious love sacrifice as we approach the Easter season, and we recant even the footsteps that he took. His 33 and a half years, he came unto his own, as we covered yesterday, and his own received him not. He came to be that Messiah and that salvation to the Jew, and the Jew received him not. But it, more than that, he came unto humanity, and the world rejected him. Oh, y'all ought to be giving God some praise today. Hallelujah. But as many as do receive him, oh, hallelujah, to them he gives power to become those that believe in his name. To them he gives power to be free, to be without guilt, to be conceived new creations with eternal positions as sons of God. That is all that I arrange in any believer's soul, because you have to be chosen to that glorious eternal position. Oh, I wish I had some amen on this line today. You're a privilege. We are saved by grace. He chose me and elected me unto this position. And he has blessed us, every believer, everyone that said yes, everyone that chose to receive, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, oh, in heavenly places in Christ, that's reserved for us. How many are looking to receive that full reservation one day? Oh, hallelujah, unto a glorious hope that is undefiled, that is incorruptible, that fadeth not away, that's reserved in heaven for you. And every believer, amen, that is all that ought to really occupy the essence of your very soul every day as we work, walk this present walk, amen, on the mission, as the saying, knowing that we will move beyond here one day into the final realm and the eternal realm of our salvation. But every day we wake, every waking moment, oh, hallelujah, we ought to have this realm ringing in the depths of our soul, because there is no greater realm, oh, hallelujah, no greater love that could have ever been shown. There is no greater realm in which we could have personally received other than the eternal life that is through Calvary's cross, through Christ Jesus. And accepted be for the glorious light of the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. There go I. I'm going to let that linger in your spirit today. Put your name in there. Hallelujah. And now, there is therefore, now, no condemnation to them, notice, that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Who is this salvation by? Who has accomplished it? Religion? And you have to be placed in Christ. How do you get in Christ? These are the depth of the teachings that you receive every day at Grace in the Word. And that great knowledge of what it means are to cause you to be more equipped, more certified, more required, give God some praise, to spread this news of hope, the only way whereby man can be saved. How many want to tell every soul today in your walk, in your daily oikos, in your comings and your goings? Hallelujah. How many have that compassion in which you once were in that position, but someone, hallelujah, that was that redeemed vessel was used of God and was a vessel whereby the gospel could be preached and spoken and illuminated in you. Hallelujah. How many want to reciprocate that same realm now, which is your obligation, and having been freed, of having been conceived, of having now become, amen, the sons of God. Give God some praise on the line today if you have that glorious hope and understanding of the obligation. Oh, pray. Amen. I wish I hear some people praise God on this line.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let them hear you on the recording, the joy, the thanksgiving, the praise. Hallelujah. The worship on this Lord's Day, the Easter season. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Everything that has breath, let him give praise unto the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Worship him. Glorify his name. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. There is therefore now, right now, the moment, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And this strictly refers to the fact of what we have even covered so deeply, and I hope you appreciate it, that now we're baptized into his death, we're buried with him, and it is buried, and we are resurrected in the newness now of his resurrection life. Oh, I hope you get what you're learning. And it is profoundly making you equipped and certified and to be what God would have you so privilegedly to be. Somebody give God some praise. Somebody
give God some praise.
Hallelujah. Oh, don't you forget. Don't you let distractions distract you. Don't you let the concerns of this world put them in the proper victorious realm and know that it's all, hallelujah, going to be provided and work together for the good, for them that are in Christ. But understand why he saved you, who you are, why Jesus died, and the full plan of you even being included in the beloved. Somebody give God some praise today. There is therefore now no condemnation, no guilt.
Jesus.
I said, you have no guilt. How many are blessed that you have no guilt anymore? You were guilty.
Amen.
Every one of us were born in sin, and we were perishing. There is now, through Christ alone, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And again, this is because we are now identified with his death. We are now in all of our sins buried with Christ. And we are now, through the crucifixion, through the suffering and the price he's paid, we are now free from the guilt. It cost him. I said it cost him. He hung. They hung him wide. They strung him low. Now, hallelujah, by his stripes, we are healed. Oh, I wish I had some amens.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every stripe, that he bore, he was paying the price for you and I. He hung on that cross. Love kept him there. Hallelujah. It cost him sufferings that was due you and I. And now because of Christ and that love, there's no guilt. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Notice, who walk now not after the flesh, but instead they walk after the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything, none of this is accomplished through your human ingenuity. None of this was accomplished through the nature, the human nature of the flesh. It all is a spiritual operation. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. This is depending on no one's personal strength or ability.
Yes,
or even a religious effort. I said, or even a religious effort. This overcoming of sin has to be within the spiritual operation of how we become the sons of God and are placed in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's what he states here. There is no condemnation unto them that are what? In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
How do you become in Christ? You are spiritually conceived through the Holy Spirit and placed in the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is now neither bond nor free, Jew nor Gentile, if any man be what? In Christ.
Hallelujah.
New creature. He's a new
creature.
You better give God some praise today. Give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. Yes, sir. We refill with joy in the love that was shown. And thank God. One day, the glorious light of the gospel shined in my heart. And faith was placed there. And I was freed from condemnation, from the guilt and the penalty. And beyond that, I became an heritage of eternal sonship. Somebody give God some praise up in here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, I dare you. If you are so privileged to have been chosen in the light of the gospel shine in your heart, I dare you to treat that lightly. You have received the grace, the unmerited, undeserved mercy and favor of God. And now you are to walk, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Somebody give God some praise today. Oh, I hope you're being blessed.
Yes, Lord. What's your name, Lord? Hallelujah.
Walk not. Now we walk not.
Yes.
After the flesh, but after the Spirit. This takes the Holy Spirit even in us, doesn't it? It now takes the Christ in us. Now He dwells in us. Hallelujah. But you have to become conceived anew. And now He actually dwells in you. I'm talking about the privilege of what the cross has brought in your life. I'm talking about the true Easter, hallelujah, message and season. Hallelujah. Amen. And I so thank God for the glorious joy over the many years of seeing the lives change, of seeing those come into the testament of their own clouds of witnesses, the privilege of becoming a part of the beloved. You ought to give God some praise today.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Those that understand it, even in the deeper realms of the greater teaching, the more you know Him, the more you come to love Him. And the more you love Jesus is because you come to know Him more in the doctrinal realm of what He accomplished. Oh, give God some praise today. And this is why we strive to teach it in deeper realms, because you develop even a stronger, hallelujah, privilege, fellowship of intimacy, with Him. That is the center of your joy. Is He the center of your joy? Jesus is the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect has come from Him. Hallelujah. Jesus is the center and should be the center of every redeemed, every child of God.
Hallelujah.
Because it was not out of you. You had the glorious light of the gospel. You didn't even have the faith. It had to be gifted to you. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Praise the name of the Lord. And there is therefore There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk by not any dependence on your own strength, your own ability, even any religious rounds of efforts did not cause you to overcome sin. It is only through the finished work of Christ. And as many as receive, remember, receive is the identification, hallelujah, the intimacy of identifying with them, and the receive is also that of trust and reliance, and having taken hold of what he has provided for you. You got to take hold for yourself. Oh, give God some praise today. But as many as do, to them now, you receive the power, not the power of you or humanists, but the power of the Holy Spirit and what it accomplished, the power that has come through the cross. There is power, power, wonders working power through the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonders working power through the precious blood of the Lamb. And only as many as receive him, it is only them that that power is translated into new life. Oh, somebody give God some praise. It could be yours today on this line. Hallelujah. You can receive right now and be placed into a position of free, conceived, and no condemnation. And not only being free from the condemnation, but being placed into a new heritage, even the inheritance that is jointly with Christ, that is yet to be revealed completely. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to just say today in this teaching, which will continue, praise God. Now, what Paul is dealing with here is no condemnation. He is dealing with the salvation as far as being now free from the penalty. You see, through Christ, we are first free from the penalty of sin. Oh, give God some praise. From the guilt of sin, through our receiving of Christ, the propitiation of that sin is satisfied. He becomes the substitute if you receive him. Hallelujah. And you're freed from the guilt and the penalty with no condemnation. Oh, how many are glad for that lifting from the free from the guilt, the condemnation. Praise the name of the Lord. But that's just one element, the key element. But then we go on now to walk right now in this stage before we finish our purpose in being saved here. And before we finish that and go on with the Lord, we understand that now he's freed us from the penalty of sin, but yet we are being freed, amen, continuously, next from the influence of sin, and we've got to understand that one day when it's all over, when we stand before him, when all of us, are called and stand before him, when he raptures and we see him, we're going to receive our glorified end, and one day we'll be freed from the very presence of sin. We're freed from the guilt and the penalty. We're being freed in the progressive conforming, even now in our flesh, from the influence of sin. But one day, when it's all over, we'll be free from the very presence of sin, because we will receive a new glorified body, and we'll be just like Christ, because we'll see him face to face, and we'll be just like him. Oh, I hope you get this and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Today. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. What he has done. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who walk not after the flesh anymore. Hallelujah. But now walk after the Spirit. the nature now has changed. You receive a God nature now. You're conceived a new spiritual, conceived newness of life and sons of God. And now you're to walk accordingly and thereby. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Forgiveness, redemption, and now you walk in the newness of the spiritual life that is in which you are. Amen. The newness of the inner man, the spiritual realm. And notice, that is now an indwelling takes place now in you. In the dwelling of Christ himself in you. Let's drop down even to verse 11 now. Oh, how many are thankful today for this glorious Amen. Salvation that is in Christ. Hallelujah. And 8:11 tells us, now, but if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit who dwells in you. So you have to understand the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead. Again, as we studied, hallelujah, in the past scriptures, praise God, that we are baptized into his death, into his burial, we're buried with him, we identify with his death, our sins when we receive Christ are put to death, buried, just like Christ, and we are raised in the newness of life, even in the likeness of his resurrection. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, amen, we are quickened. We are conceived in that same realm of the Holy Spirit, and that's who we become as the sons of God. And while we're here serving God, that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, even Christ, is dwelling in you. And Paul writes, but, can somebody say but? This is the key.
But.
It has to be received. But if the Spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead, what? Dwell in you. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it depends on if you received him for yourself, if you have surrendered, if you have indeed repented and received by faith Christ and the finished work, you shall be saved and you're conceived, and he now dwells in you. And if that is the case, he who raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. What does the word quicken mean? Hallelujah. It shall conceive, make alive.
Made alive.
Spiritually.
Made alive.
Your mortal body. Oh, can you say amen? Your mortal body. Hallelujah. Amen. So we understand it gives us power in our mortal bodies, even in this stage, that we can live a victorious life, even over this temporal body. Can you say amen? And render it, praise God, and even allow it to be free from the influence of sin. You have to understand when you get saved, you're freed from the penalty, the position, you're conceived, a new spiritual creation, but that's in the inner man. But we still have these natural bodies because we are spiritual sons of God doing still the work in a natural environment. So we still are in these bodies. And every believer must know that this body, amen, is still in the realm of the same old nature of sin, dwells in it. It has a mind. But if when you're saved in the inner man, you render it, can you say amen, unto the righteousness and purpose, amen, and you have victory over it, and God is conforming you, even in that realm, into the likeness of his dear son. It is a continual, what is called, sanctifying work. Hallelujah. The word tells us in Philippians 1 that he who began the good work, he will do what? Perfect it.
Complete it.
Complete it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Even to the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. So we are saved positionally. We are being saved in a conforming realm from the influence. And one day, however, we'll be free from the very presence of sin, because we will receive a whole new incorruptible body. Paul writes, and we're going to get into these realms before the end of the month. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul writes, behold, in 1 Corinthians 15:51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed one day in the moment of the twinkling of an eye. But that won't happen till the last trump, when the dead in Christ will rise first, and we that remain, we will all meet him in the air. Can you say amen? And this corruptible is going to, this new man is going to put off corruptible and put on incorruptible. We'll put off this natural body, and we'll have a heavenly body that goes on to the eternal realm, oh hallelujah, of our salvation when we're finished down here. Oh, give God some praise today. But while we are here, while we are here, we're free from the penalty. We are made conceived new creations, but we are now being given victory over this corruptible, hallelujah, to render it unto the inner man and the spiritual control, amen, and use it as instruments of righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. How many know we have that power? Because of the Christ that is in us, because of who we are in now in the inner man, in the new conceiving realm. Oh, this is the teaching that you must come to know as a child of God. Come on, give God some praise today. But we have every victory in Christ Jesus. So we are free from the condemnation. But now we can walk, even not in the flesh, but instead our walk can be in the spirit. But we have to render, hallelujah, even these bodies to walk in victory, which we have, and be used as the instruments of God. And you need to continue to receive the word of God to keep you in that strength. You need to continue in your spiritual intimacy of prayer and communion with the Holy Spirit, amen, to stay in the power of victory over that flesh. You need to continue in your service and ministry to keep the inner man in the controlling position. But if you fail to energize it through the word, energize it through the prayer realm, energize it through the spiritual realm of living in the newness, you can lose strength. And before you know it, this old man, this flesh, can influence and start to become, amen, a driver of you. And how many know you got to keep crucifying this man daily? Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And render it. I said, and render it unto the spiritual realm of victory that is in you. Render it unto the purpose of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But you have every power and strength because of the inner man that is in Christ. Because even the Christ that dwells in you now by the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. I hope you're receiving this illumination and blessing today. Romans 8, again, as we go back, Romans 8, 11. But if the Spirit of him, who is that? The Holy Spirit, Jesus, who raised up Christ from the dead, if he dwells in you. Is that a question if you receive Christ by faith? No. Amen. Because you, as many as what? Believe.
believe.
Amen. Yes, the power. Whosoever believeth in him shall what? Not perish, but have everlasting life. And you are freed. The condemnation leaves and moves. Hallelujah. Because that Christ that lives in you. But if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, amen. Amen. And he definitely does in every believer. Praise the name of the Lord. What will happen is he who raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. It gives us power, amen, in our old mortal bodies that we might have the victorious life of the spiritual inner man. Oh, give God some praise today. By his spirit who dwells in you. Oh, how many praise God for that indwelling that is now in every believer,
amen.
The moment we believe. There is now, however, a freedom of position, no condemnation. Hallelujah. For them that are in Christ, we're conceived in the inner man. And now we have every victory. Let us turn real quick, amen, as we wrap up for today. Oh, give God some amens today. Come on, let's
amen.
Give God some praise.
Amen. Amen.
And let's just turn real quickly as we're out of time. But let's turn over to John. Oh, hallelujah. Chapter number 3. Amen. We know 16, John, God so loved the world. 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that he whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but instead have everlasting life. Now that is the free, the positional freedom from the guilt, the penalty, no condemnation. Hallelujah. You won't perish now. But you have received instead an eternal life, even the spiritual conceiving now as the sons of God. But notice 17 and 18. For God, what? Sent not his son into the world to do what? To condemn the world, but that we through him, what? Might be saved. That's what Jesus came to do. Did he do it? Did he
yes.
do it? Did he do
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah.
I
yeah.
said, did he do it? He yeah, paid the man. Price. He finished the work. Hallelujah. He became the sacrifice. It is finished. And now it's up to as many as receive him, identify with him, amen, and believe in his name. To them, he'll give the power now for you to become the sons of God. Oh, God, praise the name of the Lord, but whosoever.
Amen.
Amen. So he did not come into this world to condemn you, but to free you. Oh, how many are glad for that loving realm. Amen. That purpose to free us, to save us. But that, hallelujah, that notice in 17, for God didn't send his son to the world to condemn the world. Praise God. His object was not to condemn, but what? His mission was to do what? To save.
To save.
To free you from that condemnation. Keep you from perishing. To free you. And how could he do that? By becoming your sacrifice and paying your price. You notice he says, but that the world through him, underline that, but that the world through what? Through religion? Through its own power, though. Through who? Through him might be saved. Amen. Jesus Christ is the only salvation, isn't he, for the world.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other way. Hallelujah. There is
amen.
No
amen.
Other way. This salvation is only through Christ and what he did on Calvary's cross that we look at. Amen. On this Easter season. It is the only hallelujah way, amen, in which God ordained and fixed for us to be free, the cross, is forever the object now of our faith. Can you say amen? It is finished amen. Only through what he has accomplished. In verse 18 says, he who believes on him, amen, is not condemned. Amen. But he who what?
Amen.
Believes not is condemned already. Can you say
yes.
amen? Because because he has not believed in the name, oh hallelujah, of the only begotten Son. And what's his name? Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. We are free from the penalty, no condemnation, and then we receive the new life that we can now walk thereby. And I want to read just in a couple of realms of the Amplified for us as we will leave the Word of God with us. Oh, let's give God some amens today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's read here real quickly in the Amplified. Let's go back even to our scripture here in Romans 8, our pilot scripture, if you will. Praise the name of the Lord. Here we see in the Amplified, praise God, let me turn here. Amen. Again, Romans 1, 8 and 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation, no guilty plea in position, no wrong even, no adjudication of guilt for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And even as we drop down to verse 11 as we read, praise God, and if the Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then He who raised up Christ, Jesus from the dead, will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Praise the name of the Lord. This is all accomplished only through Him. We have been free from the penalty, the guilt, and in our present stage of this fleshly body, it is being brought in alignment with the inner man, and we are being conformed into that image of Christ daily. Praise God. We are rendering this body unto now the instruments of the inner man of the Spirit to purpose. Paul writes, we once rendered this flesh unto unrighteousness as instruments of unrighteousness, but now in the victory of the inner man, we're able to render it unto righteousness and the purpose of instruments thereby. We are free from the penalty. We are being freed even from the influence. As we give you Romans 6, 11 to 15, which we didn't have a chance to deal with, we'll go back to that. And then one day, we will be free from the very presence of sin. The very presence of sin. One day, when we receive that glorified body. Praise the name of the Lord. How many are thankful for who we have become only
amen.
Through Christ Jesus? Let's give God some praise today. Let's give Him some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Across this line. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He is even the answer for the world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus still remains the way. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let us spread this only message of hope during this Easter season. We celebrate the love that, hallelujah, that found the way. Through His grace, we are saved. Through His mercy, His grace and mercy. Amen. when he could find no other way, God himself became the sacrifice. Now as many as will receive, not only are you freed, not only are you put in a position of no condemnation, but you are conceived and redeemed back into him in the position of inheritance of the sons of God. Oh, how glorious is that glorious, glorious hope. It's up to you to receive it today, even on this line. Pray with me if you are receiving this message and the Lord is touching you, that's the Holy Spirit. All that's left for you is to receive him for yourself. Identify, hallelujah, with Christ alone. Take hold of the provision that he has made available to you, as many as would believe. Father, we thank you today. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, even the Word that is also of you. We ask that you will touch, oh, every life, everyone that is hearing this Word by your design. Oh, and that this is you for the first time. Oh, what a glorious thing. If the light has shined in your heart, all that is left for you is to say yes. I receive you right now. I confess with my own mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe in my own heart now that he died and he paid the price and is raised in victory. And I too receive that realm and receive him even as my Savior and Lord. I shall be saved. If that is you right now, just tell him, Lord, I receive you. I believe you. For myself, I receive you, and I too shall be saved. Truly, if you have that prayer, the moment of this design moment, it is a working of the Holy Spirit that changes your whole eternal realm. And if you have prayed that prayer today, feel free to call us at 248-561-0404. Hallelujah. 248-561-0404. Reach out to the various avenues, including the website. Amen. Then we will be rejoicing with you. And we're here, oh, hallelujah, to see God take you further as a new child of God. And if you are receiving this today, and you already are a child of God, but it is stirring you to living in the position, oh, hallelujah, and who you are in Christ, and the purpose, and you want to grow, oh, hallelujah, continue, oh, to join in with us here at Grace in the Word. Become a part of the virtual ministry and fellowship, or better yet, become a part of the loving family of God. We're here, oh, hallelujah, to be indeed your vessel of influence and growth and fellowship, even as your brothers and sisters and church family in Christ. God bless you today. Let's just give God a hand praise. Give him a hand praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Today. Give him a hand Amen. Praise.
Hallelujah.
Depart, saints of God. And we give this message of hope right where you are. Keep the seed planted into the hands of Sister Valerie, who will dismiss us as well as give us announcements. Sister Valerie.